What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Apa khabar semua? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Wise.
My name is Shurai.
My name is Sabrina.
And now it's part two of Palestine versus Israel. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
So today is part two of this part is part two of Israel and Palestine.
Yes,
but it's covering a bit of Singapore lah.
So okay, so to before Shuraim says anything and he goes on his whirlwind, there are a few.
Just want to say that me and Sabrina are not involved.
There are two letters lah that were released lah. That I think pissed off a lot of people lah. So yes, the first letter was from Mr. President,
Mr. Tharman Shanmugaratnam.
Mr. Tharman, and then number two is from the Mufti lah. Yeah, so those are the two main letters, and I'm not gonna lie.
Did it make you angry?
I didn't read it.
Okay.
Because I'm just gonna fucking put it out there that I didn't read it because.
Panjang sangat NYS.
No, it was
panjang
short.
Panjang sangat.
It was short.
Then
I just didn't want to.
You want to get brainwashed.
I didn't want it to affect me. Yeah,
understand.
And I don't like. Kepada aku official letters are bullshit, bro.
It's very PR. It's go through so many people.
Straight up, official letters are just like a public apology. Like,
basically.
To me, a public letter is like a public apology after caning.
Yeah.
Like that type of level.
I'm so sorry. I will not do it again, teacher.
Yeah. But I know it holds a lot of weight. And then I see a lot of people reposting it.
Mm-hmm.
And the comments are quite wild.
Wah.
So, aku tak baca.
Shuraim.
Sorry.
So, aku straight up just tak baca. Because... To us, and to you. There are levels of knowledge, and there's levels of intelligence, and there's levels to money, power, politics, and opinions.
Yeah.
So
dramatic are you? Why must breathe into the mic?
So. I feel that there. At every time and place, you should know your time and place. So,
and the time is now. Let's go.
So you were just gonna like, I'm out of this podcast. Okay, sure, I'm go.
I'm out. I didn't read it. Okay, now should I turn away?
Okay, so
we just shut things. And for that reason, I'm out. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, now should I, Mr. Politics?
Okay, again, Singapore stands. This is a quote from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, saying that Singapore is deeply distressed by the increasing civilian casualty toll and deepening humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. But MFA condemn Hamas's terrorism, which this facts. Yeah, called for the release of hostages and that Israel has the right to defend itself. But must comply with international law.
Kau nak baca gini, kau tak leh. Kau kena baca.
Please keep a neutral ground.
Kau tengah baca benda.
I am not neutral. I'm not hiding that.
No, we are all not neutral. But
when you are reading this, you cannot be biased when you're reading it.
Okay, reading it has to be.
Yes. MFA condemned Hamas
terrorism.
Do you
just like, in the back after a line?
Yeah lah.
Called for the release of hostages and said that Israel has the right to defend itself. But must comply with international law.
Sorry. Can you repeat? I like got lost in the distraction.
Singapore is deeply distressed by the increasing civilian casualty toll and deepening humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. Correct. MFA, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Singapore, condemned Hamas's terrorism, called for the release of hostages, and said that Israel has the right to defend itself, but must comply with international law and do its utmost to protect the safety and security of civilians. Singapore also contributed 300,000 towards humanitarian relief in Gaza, called on all parties to allow aid in, and reiterated its belief in a two-state solution to seemingly intractable 75-year crisis.
Mm. I'm very confused with the whole letter. Where is this from again?
This is from MFA lah.
It's an official statement.
Official lah.
So Singapore's position reflects its close military and diplomatic ties with Israel. Yehudi, alongside the realities Singapore's position reflects its close military and diplomatic ties with Israel, alongside the realities of increased sympathy for the Palestinian cause among the general public, as well as its oft-stated adherence as a small state to international law. But This is an opinion piece. But what do ordinary Singaporeans think? Unfortunately, public discourse will be muted. Commentators online will worry about saying anything that might flout the fearsome Maintenance of Religious Harmony Act, which is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Singapore Police Force and National Parks Board, meanwhile, said that they will not approve applications for public events relating to the conflict, and so the peace rally for Palestine planned for Hong Lim Park will not go ahead. Given the sensitivity of the topic and the volatility of the situation overseas, there is a real risk that such events could give rise to public disorder, said SPF and NParks.
Okay.
These fears are overblown. Singapore has no recent history of disruptive.
What does that say, Wise? The triangle?
You're challenging my eyesight.
What, I still recording, ma?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. These fears are overblown, and Singapore has no recent history of destructive protests, let alone violent ones. Singapore's chief mufti and rabbi have reaffirmed the solidarity between the communities. The whole premise behind Speaker's Corner was to provide a space
rabbi,
for...
Rabbi is Jewish.
Yeah, Jewish. Yeah.
It's a cut of the stick. Can you see me?
Yeah, so the whole premise
Sabrina said that.
Yeah, Sabrina said that. The whole premise behind the Speaker's Corner was to provide a space for peaceful discussions around contentious issues. More conversation is needed now, not less. By not trusting Singaporeans together, the government is undermining the maturing of societal discourse. Yeah. So that is my beef lah.
What's your beef? Okay.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
I think there's a lot of things that I'm and that's the first time. Thanks for reading. I think that's the first time I actually saw that or heard that. So, the only thing that there's a lot of things that I don't like about whatever that was being said.
Yep.
But the one that I don't really like
is what Sabrina said.
I know, it's just the terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Oh, Hamas's terrorist attack.
Yeah. Okay. So mean.
No, so
it's true.
No way.
Why was it named a terrorist attack? Because Muslims.
Most likely, yeah.
No lah, but
what is considered a terrorist to you in your head, lah?
Killing, ah,
terrorist, ah. Sure. What they did was they killed 1,000 people, mah.
Yeah. So a terrorist is just a person or a group who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians in the pursuit of political aims. Yeah. So it was a terrorist attack.
It was a terrorist attack.
It's just that because we are Muslims.
The trigger.
It triggered us.
And then everything else was just
What about the part that mentioned that Israel has every right to defend itself? That is the part that I have beef on when it comes to Singapore's position lah. Pada aku is like, yeah, they have the every right to believe on. But then my question is still the proportion of that retaliation lah. How many people?
My beef there is that, okay, Israel has the rights to apa?
Defend itself.
To defend themselves, sure. Mm. Then why Palestine don't have the rights to defend themselves?
Exactly.
They have been oppressed for the past, 75 years?
Yep.
And then, I also can see what? Yeah, they have the rights. But and that's way more than 1,000 people. What?
So I think my issue is that is if you want to say such things, you could have started with, this was...
this is my opinion,
Jay. No, say like, this is Palestinian way of...
retaliation.
Retaliating back to the years of
oppression that they faced.
Then you open that, it's fine.
Yeah, but the fact that they opened up, they, the way they phrased it, it made it sound as though Palestine started it.
Yeah, it did lah.
That was my problem.
Yeah, it was a very nice PR text lah.
Yeah.
It was perfectly what they wanted it to be lah.
Just basically telling people like, ah, they started what? Then Israel just defend us, yeah.
I think it's not they started, it's more of they did this.
They caused. No. Cause and reaction.
No, they never mentioned they
no, no, started. No cause, no started, they just, they did this.
Therefore, they have the right to
because it is true that they did do that.
They did lah. Yeah.
But before, the things that happened before they did, tak cakap lah.
Tak yeah. Ubah lah.
Yeah,
ubah.
So,
yeah.
They just hit some
it's
stuff.
It's not that
lah.
Nice lah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's not hit some stuff, just never say lah.
Then the another part that pissed me off.
Kira-kira aku, aku pun quite good at being politically.
Of course lah.
We have to be.
PR
lah. I'm pretty, I think after 4 years of.
PC political PC, correctness.
PC.
PC political correctness.
Yeah. Media train lah, media train.
I think it was right after George Bush. George Floyd.
Sorry?
George Floyd.
George Bush dah lama.
George Floyd. Yeah, that George we started Floyd. Being a lot more PC.
Really? Yeah, yeah,
something
yeah.
Happened during George Floyd?
Yeah, the whole sensitivity.
BLM?
Black Lives Matter, that whole
thing. Did we kena something?
Probably
no,
not.
We were very careful.
Yeah, because everyone was cancelling everyone.
Yep, yep. Yeah, so, yeah, another part that I was very, very pissed off is that they didn't allow Singaporeans to go to Speaker's Corner. Mm.
Like but to be fair.
Yes, wise.
Why are you defending the oppressor, Cik Agus? Okay, go.
And they say that because it's a religious kind of thing.
They just afraid that it might escalate.
Oh, kecoh siapa kalau escalate?
Kecoh.
Kecoh siapa bro? Fucked up siapa bro?
Seram gila.
Little India riot, sikit-sikit pun dah kena rabak. How many car flip lah? One car is it?
One bus.
One car lah. Car lah.
Bus ah.
Bus.
Bus flip.
Bus flip.
They flip the police car.
Flip the police car.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a riot. It was a racial thing, right?
It was. Not really.
It was
a Chinese bus driver, what?
Yeah, it killed one guy lah. So it was like a retaliation thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Chinese bus driver
ran over in the worker something like that.
Yeah. So like that one really like quite kecoh. It's a big thing. It's a big example. And then like laws change, bro, because of that. Fuck.
Yep.
They cannot drink after 10:30, right?
Yeah.
The alcohol, no alcohol zone.
And that was that.
Yeah.
How long ago was it?
Quite some time.
I was in secondary
2014, I think. 2014, yeah, 2013. Around there.
So when that one, so. Then if right now if we want to have this type of stuff, even though yes, it is being done at the correct
in the,
place,
in the proper channels
place,
also, what?
Proper channels and stuff. But okay, seram bro. Then buat aku macam, is it worth it to do this strike and protest and show or demonstration of peace?
No. It's not .
Got chance that got racial riot. To me, like, donate.
It's scary. This one can honestly lead to like a World War III because of how many people are involved. And
pada aku, if I'm not wrong, Singapore has approved before this kind of the Palestine punya protest or quote unquote protest or like demonstration before. In 2014, when the issue happened,
the first
back
one
then, the first time, yeah.
That was 2014.
Yeah, 2014, okay. And it's been done before. Asal sekarang tak boleh.
I don't know.
That's the thing. Aku macam very frustrated with. Because personally to me, I would rather you allow it happen. You have all the security in the world. Just put it there. Put SOC there. In around the area. Just make sure that nothing escalates. Then okay.
No, but you know, okay, this, like, I quite understand why the government wouldn't allow it. This is not coming from nothing with the Israel and Palestine thing. It's really just Singapore, we are very, very, very safe. Right? But for the past couple years, I feel like people are more brainy to do things. I don't know if this is just my opinion because I don't have any stats right now to back me up.
Yeah.
But I feel like now more people are more willing and more brave to do bad things.
Okay.
As compared to 10 years ago, 2014. So I, as a Singapore body, also if I was a Singapore body, like government, I wouldn't allow a big group of angry people to come together, say, what if one Israeli supporter who is like, who has a death wish, just comes and like, oh, F you Palestinian supporters. And then it just takes one angry person or one person on drugs to start slashing that guy? And then what if everyone follows suit? And then it'll become a Singaporean problem also. But I don't know, like, that's just my take on it. I feel like we do have places where, for example, like the mosque right now, we can pray for Palestine. And I feel like that's enough.
That's good.
For us civilians like in Singapore.
The argument that a lot of people are saying is that the whole premise behind Speaker's Corner was to provide a space for peaceful discussion around contentious issues. More conversation is needed now, not less. Then by not trusting Singaporeans together, the government is undermining the maturing of societal discourse, which for I sure. think is fact.
I can understand that as well. But do you really need to come together in person to speak about it? It's already being spoken about everywhere on social media.
And also, like I see this type of demonstration happening overseas. Aku fikir pula. Aku fikir pula. What do you even do at this sort of stuff?
Really, just like
stand and chant.
The plan for Singapore, the Singapore one was I know to solat hajat there lah, solat hajat and do some prayers there, which is okay, whatever.
Cause like for the South Korea one, you stand, you chant.
Balik.
Then balik.
It's just to show support lah.
It's just to make a bit of noise ah.
Yeah, make a bit of noise, show support.
I see.
Because I feel like places like South Korea, countries like South Korea, Japan does it, Malaysia tak cakap lah. They will do it.
Yeah,
Indonesia also, but they will do it.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that South Korea and Japan did it also, which was macam a okay.
Understand? Yeah.
They are not predominantly Muslim countries.
Yeah. I think also because like. Everywhere also on social media is like they're saying you don't have to be Muslim to support Palestine, you just have to be human, right? But on the topic of why Singaporeans tak kasi again, I feel like we are not trained to
protest.
To make safe protests or to protest in general. So I think the government don't know how to go around that also. In other countries maybe protesting is stronger. So they know that I need this amount of barricades, I need this amount of guards. But in Singapore we really don't know what, because we don't have protests in Singapore. Ever sia. I mean, once in a while lah. Last time Maria her talk lah, got protest right then. so long ago sia.
The one is.
But I don't think the intention was to protest. It's just to show solidarity. Imagine, just taking an example, the LGBTQ pink dot issue. Like, I don't know how long ago it started, but maybe 5 years ago. Let's just say 5 years ago. The first one confirmed, diorang macam tak tahu macam nak buat apa. But ini approved juga. And LGBTQ was quite a big thing.
No, but it's not a violent act. As compared to the Palestinian and Israel war, it's a war that you are supporting tau. As in, regardless whether you are on Israel or Palestine side, it is a war, right?
Yeah.
That you are trying to show support to. So it's scarier. It's really a lot scarier. It's violence ah. And people are actually angry about it. Right?
Angry lah.
LGBTs, they felt oppressed. They just want to be out there. This one is people feel
and it's scary
properly
though,
angry.
Like,
yeah.
Like just thinking about 10 years ago, 2014 and stuff like that. So like, right now, those people who supported Gaza 2014, they are our age now. 26, 25, 27. Yeah. At that point of time, they were maybe 18. Now they're 26. They are smarter. They are richer. They are more vocal now.
Yep.
So can just imagine. They're just angry. Now you just book get go, and then you just go on a fucking drive, rampage drive.
Takkan lah.
We don't know.
I don't think it wouldn't need to take a protest to do that, ma.
Exactly, but now he's got the protest.
You got the support.
No, it's not support. It's like okay, you have or the opposite, the people who don't support the
who just run through the protest.
Yeah.
I think got crazy people in Singapore. So everywhere got crazy people, or just people on drugs also have. It's not too tough to do this.
As long as religion to it, bro.
Yeah,
got all the extremists and stuff.
Yeah, like the Facebook post that you read in the previous one.
Was a very harsh post. Whatever they posted, we stand with Israel. All that.
It's not harsh. Very very passionate.
It's very very strong.
Very
right?
Passionate. And then when you put passion, and then you put God, and then you put war,
and then you put the Mati Shahid part. Into jihad all this,
bro.
And then people will think, oh, this one is I'm doing this for my religion. If I die, it's for my religion. I go straight to heaven, that kind of stuff. And, you know, people might be willing to
push the boundary and try to do something crazy that they might regret.
But to them, it's for the religion, so they won't regret it.
That's the thing. I think like that's why I'm... I feel a certain sort of guilt, though. Because as a Muslim, I know that I should be supporting our brothers and sisters in some way, kan? Donating and whatnot. But then at the same time, I also feel in a secular country that is very limited. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, we are doing a lot already. Mm. Like, we pray, we donate, we spread awareness.
That's the best we can do, honestly.
Wherever you are, that's the best you can do. Other than that is you fly
go down
and
fight.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna do that, right?
Do you know that like we got this whole reservist idea from Israel also. So Israel also has reservist forces. So their reservist forces came back to Israel, no? All from all over Europe, they came back to Israel.
They didn't came back, They were called back,
They were called back.
Lain,
PC
shit.
They were called back and they were happily coming back to fight for the war.
Happily in the news.
Yeah. 300,000 people, bro.
Tak tahu happily ke tak, if my parents kena call back from
aku tak tahu
my brother and
like
father. But I get what you mean.
In that point of view, okay, ni nak tengok war crime lain-lain the other side of war crime tak tengok But if you don't come back,
you go jail,
bro.
So they happy to come back lah.
So
they have to
come back. Yeah.
So you said that you come back, you fight, or you don't come back, you go jail lah.
Then why? Like,
for us also it's like that, is it Singapore?
Yeah.
Soldiers are yeah lah.
I just feel like it is very hypocritical lah. Kira kan like if you are Israeli coming back to fight a war, you are
a hero.
Seen as a hero. You're defending your land. But like, if let's say any Muslim fighter lah around the world wants to go to Gaza and try to help.
You are terrorist.
I find that very hypocritical.
Is it?
Confirm bro.
As long as you are a Muslim fighting.
Kau Muslim pergi sana, kau datang balik, kau kena stop dengan ISD, sial. Yeah. Kau tak datang balik Singapore, sial.
Yeah.
Like, why were you there? Why do you do this? So, kan? And like, the simple answer is because I want to help my Muslim brothers and sisters. Okay, you stay in this jail for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, that one is the ingrained in society for the past 1,000 years. So that one...
I don't know. I just feel a certain amount of guilt. I just feel like there's nothing much that we can do. That I just felt like, you know, people around the world, countries around us, Singapore, are standing in solidarity with Israel, with Palestine, and us as a country are taking such a neutral stand that we are. It seems very annoying.
I get what you mean.
Neutrality doesn't mean that you are not wrong or not right. Because I feel in this particular case, it's not a religious war. It's a humanitarian crisis. If you stay neutral, that means you are against, bro.
I cannot agree with that. Since last time, since the Black Lives Matter thing, they always say, if you're not with us, you're against us. If you're not with us, you're racist.
Mm.
I'm not racist, but I'm not with you, so... I'm truly genuinely neutral, you know.
Yeah.
So I cannot believe that. I'm definitely pro Palestine lah, because honestly, it's because of my religion.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah.
I understand that people die. This, that. Israelis also die.
Yeah.
So I cannot say I'm a human. That's why I support Palestine. Both sides die.
Mm.
But I cannot stand for the statement that if you are not siding Palestine, that you are neutral. Because to me, that means that you are siding Israel, basically, right?
Mm.
Because to me, that's so unfair.
Why?
Just because, then, how do I say? Then the innocent Israelis who are dying, you know, they say like it's a humanitarian thing. Then I'm supporting everyone who's dead and their families around them. Mm. And that means both Palestine and Israel.
Yeah.
That means I'm neutral.
Mm.
Correct?
Yeah.
So it's like, I cannot agree with that. To me, it's everyone is... That one to me is too forceful already.
Okay.
That you have to. And then, you have to pick a side. It's, to me, it's truly up to you. Don't force anyone to pick a side. Let them pick their own sides.
Mm.
And if they are pro-Israel, skati kau lah. You know, it's not my problem also.
Mm.
I don't know. That's just my state on this. And on anything. don't force your opinions on others.
Mm, mm.
Yeah.
Tak lah, I just feel like it is a very tricky situation lah.
Definitely lah.
Very tricky, but yeah, like you said lah, maybe my opinion is skewed because I'm Muslim.
For sure, mine also for sure, yeah.
And maybe it might be a bit iffy lah when I try to say that I should force my opinions on people, but at the same time, I just feel like it is already an unfair advantage on Palestine because of their lack of manpower is one, lack of resources,
technology,
manpower, bro. Manpower legit. There's too many people in Gaza.
Yeah.
And 300,000 people, or how many thousand people are coming back for reservists to fight? They're going to have a ground invasion, you know.
They're going to lose, lah. As in this one, it cannot win,
lose, bro. Yeah. They're going to lose. And when I feel like what I mean when I say you side Israel, you side Palestine, is that means you are supporting a ceasefire. Because if you even if you support Palestine, right, no matter how you support, you know that they will still lose because Israel is miles ahead in terms of military prowess. What?
Yeah.
So by supporting Palestine, what I mean is that they you are supporting for peace and a ceasefire.
Love and support.
Yeah. Ceasefire, bro. Ceasefire. Because it's a war that you will lose. Mm. Yeah. Religiously, I'm not allowed to say that because, you know,
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of people say that, oh, you don't need weapons to win a war. You just need Allah. Facts. You need Allah's help to win, to do anything lah. But at the same time, I'm just looking at it from a realistic point of view lah.
Yeah.
Ground invasion will destroy Palestine. Yeah. So I'm just unhappy about Singapore's stance lah in that way, but I understand where they come from. I'm not stupid.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Singapore's military was developed by IDF and we take a lot from them and stuff like that. We are a small country. We can't afford to make enemies. We have to keep as many friends as we need to. Yada, yada, yada. So I understand. It's just that I'm annoyed. That's all.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the end of the podcast. Do you have anything else to talk about?
I think it's nicely whatever they wanted to, like Sean wanted to say, he said lah.
Yeah.
So really thank you for listening to this podcast.
With that, I think I just want to say that if you're Muslim, doakan for the ceasefire lah. Just doakan for the ceasefire and ensure that you include them in your daily prayers as a Muslim or even if it's non-Muslim, just share a prayer lah for these people on the other side of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and we'll catch you in the next podcast.
Bye. Bye.